Well, this is another audio boo, but this is on a different audio boo. And, well, what's been going on with me lately? Well, I have been very stressed out about my job. Had a very bad week last week. And, yeah, it was not good. Let's just say I wasn't even close to the goal for last week. It was that bad. But I had a pretty decent day on Tuesday. We'll see what happens today. Writing, I really need to buckle down and start writing again. I just have not really had the creative juices flowing lately. I've been meaning to, but it's like every time I try to, the mind goes blank. The ideas vaporize into the mist. And, yeah, it's not a fun thing to sit in front of a white screen trying to type and not really coming up with anything that remotely comes anywhere close to being halfway decent writing. So, anyhow, I do really need to get into that again. I think it would help a lot of the stress and strain. What I really need is a vacation. That's what I really need. But such is life. The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup the other night. Kind of bummed me out getting a Game 7 because I really didn't care who won. But, you know, it was kind of thrilling to see the way it ended. And it was a great season, for great playoff series for both teams. Shame somebody had to lose. It's one of those classic cases where you're really ashamed somebody had to lose because both teams are just simply that good. The Miami Heat defeated the San Antonio Spurs last week in 7 games, a very epic series. Well, actually, the last 2 games were very epic, to win their 2nd straight NBA title. And in my opinion, I think that, you know, the Heat are going to be a dynasty. Now, what's going to happen to Chris Bosh? Will this dynasty continue if Chris Bosh leaves? Probably. They'll be competitive. They'll probably be back in the NBA Finals again next year, because I don't really see any team in the East right now that would really pose a threat to overthrow them. Indiana's close. Chicago next year will be close when Derrick Rose comes back. By the way, I think it was actually a very good idea to keep him on the bench, because it would have messed with chemistry and may have done more harm than good long term. Get him fresh for next season. And, you know, he'll come back at a time where he can slowly get back into things. And if he has a few bad games early on, it's not going to really affect the world as long as he comes around, which I think he will. And here's the thing about Kobe. Kobe wants to come back before the start of the season. Realistic projections say he'll come back around New Year's Day. My opinion is, if he really wants to keep going for a long time, he should sit out next year. Just sit out next year. Because, quite honestly, he's not getting any younger. Sorry about the interruption, but like I said, Kobe will probably be coming around, I'd say, New Year's Day. I don't think he's going to make the beginning of the season, but if I were in his shoes, I'd take the whole year off next year, rest my body up, and then let the Lakers sort things out. Doc Rivers going to the Clippers, a very good move. It should keep Chris Paul there. Will they get Kevin Garnett and maybe Paul Pierce? That remains to be seen. My senses say maybe one of the two. I don't know if they'll get both, because I don't think the NBA will want to prove that, but you never know with the NBA office. And I like the fact that the Hornets, or the soon-to-be Hornets again, are taking their time transitioning over. It's going to be another tough season next year for the soon-to-be ex-Bobcats, but 2014, looking pretty good so far. Well, that's it for now. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.